It's great to have our 2025 Football Media Days powered by Microsoft Copilot back in Texas. I want to thank the Dallas Cowboys and the Jones family for hosting us in this remarkable venue. I'd like to thank every member of the media for being here and for your continued coverage of our conference. There's been plenty to write about over the last year, and I believe your coverage has remained fair, balanced, and thoughtful. I'd also like to thank our media, commercial, and bowl partners that are here with us today. 6 weeks from now, the Big 12 will kick off its 30th football season in Dublin, Ireland. This will be a historic moment for Iowa State, K-State, and the entire Big 12. And we look forward to returning next year when TCU hosts North Carolina. All eyes will be on our league, both at home and around the globe. As you just saw, it was a remarkable year for the Big 12, on and off the field. It marked our first season as a 16-team league spanning 10 states, four time zones, and it exceeded even our highest expectations. Each of our 16 institutions contributed immense value to the conference. Arizona State earned its way into the CFP and played in a thrilling Peach Bowl. Colorado produced a Heisman Trophy winner. 31 Big 12 athletes were selected in the 2025 NFL Draft, which matched the conference's highest total since 2005. Beyond football, BYU brought home two national championships in cross country. Houston men's basketball made a dramatic run to the NCAA national championship game. TCU reached the Elite Eight in women's basketball, while their beach volleyball team won the national championship. Utah made it to the gymnastics finals and won a championship in skiing, while Oklahoma State captured a national title in golf. As the year came to a close, Texas Tech softball captivated the sports world with a run to the national championship, while Arizona advanced to the Men's College World Series. To put a bow on the year, I'm excited to announce the winner of the first ever Commissioner's Cup, an award created to honor the Big 12 program that excelled both academically and athletically throughout the year. This year's winner, Arizona State. Congratulations to President Crow, Graham Rossini, and the entire Sun Devils community. I also want to recognize the recipients of the third annual Bob Bowlesby Award, given to student athletes who exemplify leadership and achievement both on and off the field. This year's honorees are Travis Hunter from Colorado and Megan Hunter from BYU Track and Field. A huge congratulations to both of you. While it was a great year on the field, it was equally impressive off it. We launched two branded media platforms, our linear channel, Big 12 Studios, and Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. These platforms have provided the Big 12 with year-round storytelling and has enabled us to promote Big 12 student athletes of all sports. Earlier this year, we announced that TNT will be joining the Big 12 family as they will broadcast both football and basketball starting this fall. Their digital platform, Bleacher Report, will also be heavily involved in promoting our league. Our social media following grew by more than 200,000 this year, solidifying our place as the second most followed conference on Twitter and Instagram. Our commercial business continues to grow rapidly, as evidenced by our recent announcements with PayPal and Microsoft. And I do anticipate there will be more announcements like this in the very near future. Looking ahead, our focus remains on thriving in this new era of college athletics. Strengthening our football product remains essential. We are committed to continued investment and growth. Every school in our league has committed to providing the highest level of benefits to our student athletes. And once again, I believe we will be the deepest football conference in America. No league offers the competitive balance that we do. Last season, the Big 12 led the nation in fourth quarter lead changes and go-ahead scores in the final minute of conference games. And this year, our star power, especially a quarterback, will be on full display. The Big 12 returns nine starting quarterbacks who threw for over 2,400 yards last season. The rest of the Power Four combined, just 11. We also boast one of the nation's top coaching lineups, from Hall of Famers to rising stars. I fully expect the Big 12 to earn multiple college football playoff bids this year, and to show once again that we can compete with anyone. Speaking of the CFP, we continue to believe the 5-11 model proposed by the Big 12 and the ACC is the right playoff format for college football. We want to earn it on the field. We do not need a professional model because we are not the NFL. We are college football, and we must act like it. There is nothing in sports like college football, and we must protect what makes it special and do what's right for the fans and the game. Beyond football, growing our commercial business remains a top priority for our conference. We continue to lead as a conference of innovation, pushing boundaries, and creating new opportunities. Our PayPal partnership is a perfect example of how we're leveraging the full scale of a 16-team league. This requires great collaboration with our schools and their MMR partners. We have strengthened our business and brand infrastructure to ensure we can execute at the highest levels while supporting our schools more effectively. Last week, we announced a new leadership structure featuring Chief Brand and Business Officer Tyrell Kirkham and COO and GC Jessica Presno, who will play a key role in this effort. We've also consolidated all of our business verticals under Big 12 Enterprises to create a more seamless approach for the marketplace. This restructuring positions us for long-term success in the evolving college athletics landscape. From a brand perspective, the Big 12 profile is as strong as it's ever been. We truly have become a national conference, and our narrative has extended beyond the sports page. This year, you'll see us double down in that effort, including exploring documentaries and storytelling opportunities, new ventures in licensing and collectibles, a continuation of our partnership with WWE, and a new partnership that will give every Big 12 student athlete their own custom app, completely free, to help build their personal brand. Establishing and maintaining our position within the Power Four also remains a key priority for us. And frankly, I feel better about our position than ever before. I will continue to collaborate with my commissioner colleagues on a new governance model that will provide the Power Four with more autonomy and influence around decision-making in key areas. We anticipate this being done sometime in August. We will also advance our work with the College Sports Commission and CEO Brian Seely. One of the primary goals of CSC is to change the market from pay-for-play to a market of true third-party NIL. The CSC's enforcement of punitive measures towards those who break the rules will change behavior in college athletics. It is crucial that CSC leadership, my Power Four colleagues and I, continue to spend the time necessary to guide and partner with our schools into this new age of college athletics. Alongside the CSC, we will still need congressional help, and we continue to work towards that. This is a defining moment for all of us, and one that we need to take full advantage of. There has never been a better time to be part of the Big 12 than right now. Our football product will compete at the highest levels. We've been the best conference in men's basketball over the last 10 years, and we are doubling down on women's basketball and Olympic sports. We have a board and AD room that is unified with a clear vision for the future. We are in a period of change and growth for our industry. But as we enter into this new era, I can promise one thing. The Big 12 remains open for business. We will continue to reside at the intersection of sport, culture, and business. We truly are a different league. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. We will start by opening up with questions. First question, Brett Murphy, newly minted On3 reporter.
How you doing, Brett?
It's good to see you, my friend.
You too. This is your third anniversary as commissioner of the Big 12. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
How would you evaluate the improvement and changes of the league since you first arrived?
Great question, and thank you for that. I'm going to give that answer in a moment. I'd be remiss if I didn't wish my son a happy birthday on his 21st, which is today. I know he's watching. So, Drake, I love being your dad. So, Brett, to your question. I'm thrilled with where the Big 12 is right now. You know, 3 years ago, I didn't walk on the stage. I sat on the stage, which was a little uncomfortable for me. And I said I wanted to modernize this conference. I wanted to be more contemporary. I wanted to get on the consciousness of future student athletes. I wanted to create a foundation that would enable us to succeed. I wanted to be a national conference. I wanted to double down with ESPN and Fox. We've done all of that and more. I love the trajectory of this conference. I love where we're going. Our schools are making incredible investments in infrastructure, performance, and student athletes. It's everything I could have wished for when I took this job 3 years ago, but I will tell you, we're just getting started. This conference is today not the best version of itself, but we will be sooner than later. And as I said earlier, we have a unified board, an incredible group of ADs. We share in the vision for this conference, and I'm excited about our future. But thank you for the question.
Gentlemen in the... Is that a tan blazer, I believe?
Yeah, I'll call it that. I think that's about
great.
Right.
After
I
you.
Like that tan blazer.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Brett, I'm wondering, what could good attendance and a successful kickoff game in Ireland this August mean for future Big 12 international expansion? And I'm Ben Hutchins with the Quad City Times.
Yeah, great question. Listen, I've been on the record to say that I want this conference to be a global conference. I think we can win globally, big time. Playing in Ireland, obviously, is that first step. We'll return there next year, as I said in my opening comments. There's a good chance we'll be in Mexico City next spring for baseball. Baylor's kicking off. The women are the basketball season in Paris this year. And we're having conversations with other countries throughout the world that are very interested in bringing the Big 12 to their marketplace. So I think the game in Ireland is an impetus, if you will, for future global expansion, and I'm all in on it. I think it's critically important, you know, for our conference. Thank you for your question.
Great. We'll go to Big 12 legend Barry Trammell.
Barry, it is great to see you. You asked me, I think, my first question 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember.
Do you remember that?
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah, I think it was about the TV deal, or maybe it was about Oklahoma and Texas. I don't know what it was. But
it was some nonsense.
Yeah, it was some nonsense. You're right. But go ahead, my friend. Good
okay.
To see you.
You mentioned the Big 12 support for 5-11 model. Last season, the committee didn't show much respect to the Big 12 in its final rankings. Is there a tightrope you have to walk when you're trying to decide whether to support the 5-11 or the automatic qualifiers? Getting two, you know, two automatics might be enticing after the respect that the committee failed to show you.
I have a lot of faith in the selection process. I was recently in North Carolina. We had a CFP meeting that was hosted by the executive director, Richard Clark, who is here today. Welcome, Richard. They are doing a full audit of the selection process to figure out how they can modernize and contemporize and how they use data and how certain metrics can be more heavily weighted. Most importantly, they have a great leader, Mac Rhodes of Baylor. And I have a lot of faith in Mac Rhodes and the work he's doing with the selection committee. So I have a lot of faith in what they're doing. And 5-11 is fair. We want to earn it on the field. It might not be the best solution today for the Big 12, given your comments about AQs. But long term, knowing the progress we're making, the investments we're making, it's the right format for us. And I'm doubling down today on 5-11. And I know Jim Phillips will, and I'm sure some of the other conference commissioners will as well.
Go ahead.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge, kind of pick.
Tyler, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brett. How are
you? Is this your first media day?
It's not. It's like four or five of this.
Okay, good to see you.
Thank you. Kind of in the same vein with the 5-11 model, it's been talked about how some of the criteria for the committee might change with the adoption of that model at the promise of factoring in strength of schedule more heavily. I know you just touched on it a little bit, but talking about those factors changing and the criteria changing, how does that factor into your support of that model?
Listen, I'm going to defer to Richard Clark. He's here today. But I think as you look at how things are weighted, the different metrics, strength of schedule matters. And there's some new metrics that are going to be brought into the puzzle, I think, as well, to complement what's already there. So, again, I'm confident we'll get to the right place. And ultimately, I'm confident we'll go to 5-11.
Great. We'll go to Melissa. While we wait for the mic, everyone should know Melissa, who's about to ask this question, was my seventh grade basketball coach.
So where's Melissa?
Make sure you show her the love. And I also was team MVP. Not that anyone asked, but.
I don't know if we need to verify the team MVP thing, Clark, but I'm going to let you have it.
Melissa. Still send my box score.
Melissa, was he any good?
Listen, Clark was the best player on a very mid middle school basketball team.
That's what I do best. Best out of mid.
So you're saying he was an outlier on a team that wasn't that good.
You know what? I like the way that you phrased that. That's why you're up there and I'm down here,
okay.
Right?
Clark, congratulations. Okay.
I feel like we've derailed this whole thing, but it actually segues nicely into my question. So thank you, Clark. Melissa Treewasser with Frogs Insider.
Nice to see you.
You mentioned doubling down on women's basketball in the Olympic sports in an era of rev share where I would say every fan base wants every dollar thrown to football. What is that practically going to look like in this conference?
I can't speak to it for our schools because obviously it's they determine how they want to slice the pie, if you will. But I can tell you in conversations, women's basketball matters. And it matters to our conference. We want more linear exposure for our games, which we're working on. And, you know, from a conference perspective, we're looking to elevate and amplify women's basketball in all the right ways. Candidly, last year I went to more women's basketball than I did men's basketball. I've become a big fan. So we're going to work to double down, as I mentioned in my comments. And I'm excited about where we're going. Thank you for your question.
Next question.
How you doing, Brett?
How you doing?
I'm Jerry Ramirez with RedRaidersports.com.
Red Raider, did you say?
Red Raider Sports, yes, sir.
Okay, and is this your first media day or not?
That's my second one.
Second. How do you like the setup versus Vegas?
I wasn't in Vegas last year. I went to Arlington the year before that.
But what do you think about it here?
It's pretty nice.
You like it?
Yes, sir.
It feels big?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, good.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
Yes. Awesome. It's the stage is nice.
The stage is nice?
Yes.
Great.
You put a big emphasis on expanding the conference's brand nationally and globally, like with the partnership with the WWE. Have you seen that partnership impact the conference, and do you have any more details on, like, future plans with the WWE?
We're going to make an announcement when, Tyrell? Tomorrow. So I can't give it to you today, but we're making an announcement regarding WWE. We're going to double down with them. I can tell you that when we do collaborative activations, the engagement on social media is the highest we experience from a conference perspective. They are a terrific partner. They've been with us since day one. They continue to grow with us, and we'll have an announcement tomorrow that will answer your question. But be rest assured, they're part of our plans today and moving forward. Thank you.
Go to Mitch Harper with KSL.
Yeah, Brett, right over here.
Oh, good. Mitch, now Harper. You've been here a couple of years.
You know me. I'm always here.
How are you today?
Doing great, Brett. Good. Mitch Harper, KSL Sports in Salt Lake. I'm curious, you mentioned that you believe this is the deepest conference, football conference in America. How critical is it, though, for your league to have one or two brands that emerge annually as playoff contenders in your viewpoint?
Critical. I like how you stated that. You know, I think parity matters, and I think ultimately over time, and it's hopefully sooner than later, there'll be a couple of our schools that'll emerge, you know, as elite schools that are always part of the conversations at the highest levels, and that's what we're working towards. But it starts with parity and being competitive top to bottom, and I think we're there. And I think we're the best in the conference or in the country when you think about how deep we are top to bottom. But I do believe that long-term you need certain schools to emerge to the top, and I think we're getting there. But great question. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you again.
You
have one more. This will be the last one.
Right here, Commissioner. Hello.
Nice
Max Pato, Walter Cronkite Sports Network.
Is this your first?
This is my first media day.
What do you think?
It looks great. Absolutely great.
Have you experienced any other conference media day?
I've watched them on TV, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner. My question, the coaches and athletic directors made the decision to forego the preseason media poll. Obviously, it's no secret Arizona State was picked to finish dead last. Is this a trend that we're going to see across the rest of the sports, including basketball and others? How involved were you in that decision? And do you feel like that this is maybe a positive trend that foregoing preseason media polls is the best for the sport?
Well, it was the coaches' poll for our conference. And I think it disadvantaged Arizona State last year. They were picked 16th. And I think that hurt them. And Scott Draber, our chief competition officer, and I discussed this. I think there's no value. And I also feel that with the transfer portal and with roster management and what goes on, you know, as you build that roster, no one knows what they really have. They know what they have on paper, but it hasn't played out. And that was the case with Arizona State last year. So I don't know if it's a trend or not, but certainly it's the right thing for the Big 12, and I'm glad we did it. But thank you for your question.
I'll just add on to that real quick as our department kind of runs the media portion of that. It is not indicative of a future trend in any other sports. This is solely a football decision. Obviously, any future sport decisions will be unrelated to this one. But now we do have one last question. I apologize.
Yeah. Where's that?
Hi, Commissioner.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Joe Londrigan with Latavius Murray's Knights 247. Regarding the media poll that the last gentleman just asked about, sorry about the feedback, I guess is cutting back on that a way to eliminate any misperceptions of teams that are in the running for the college football playoff as well?
Well, I guess collectively, you know, that could be some rationale, but for me and for the conference, we don't want to disadvantage any of our schools because, again, with roster management and the transfer portal, no one knows really what they have until they take the field. And I think it was the right decision for us, and I'm happy we made it. But thank you again for your question.